Let's check some high school sports around the area. First, from last night in girls golf play, it was Trainer beating Glenwood 167-217. Randy Robinson of Trainer had the low round of 41. Also, Tri-Center downed Audubon 209-209. Tri-Center winning on the tie break. Jasmine Turner of Audubon shot 47 for medalist honors, while Alexis Fabian's 47 was good enough for runner-up honors for Audubon. Also, Southwest Iowa won a triangular meet, beating East Mills and Heartland Christian. Southwest Iowa shooting a 411, East Mills a 481. Heartland Christian didn't have a full team score. In boys golf last night, it was Tri-Center over Audubon, 169-174. Zach Matthews, of Tri-Center medalist, with a 39. Runner-up Jackson Nelson of Tri-Center with a 40. Harlan beat Shenandoah and Red Oak last night. Harlan shooting a 156, Shenandoah 157, Red Oak a 195. Steve Martin of Shenandoah was the medalist with a 36. Ross Peterson of Harlan had 37 for runner-up honors. Southwest Iowa shot 363 to win a boys triangular to beat East Mills at 373, and Heartland Christian, who shot a 416. In high school tennis last night, in girls action, it was Atlantic defeating Southwest Valley 6-3 last night. Atlantic got victories in singles from Heather Friend, Carly Westphalen, Emma Templeton, and Hannah Holtz. Also, Heather and Ashley Friend teamed up for a doubles victory, as did Westphalen and Holtz in last night's action. Also, Red Oak down Harlan 8-1, Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 9-0. In boys tennis, it was Atlantic sweeping Southwest Iowa 9-0. That's Southwest Valley they defeated last night. Atlantic swept the singles matches with Grant Podaisky, Cooper McDermott, Luke Hohenberger, Niall Peterson, Caleb Florey, and Caleb Williams, all posting wins. And the doubles teams swept last night as well, with Podaisky and McDermott, Hohenberger and Peterson, and Florey and Williams all teaming up for victories. Also, Boone down Creston 11-0 in tennis last night on the boys' side. In high school soccer last night, in girls' play, it was Creston defeating Atlantic by a score of 2-1. Harlan over AHSTW 5-1. Tri-Center doubled up Trainer 4-2. Lewis Central shut down Glenwood 7-0. Thomas Jefferson over St. Albert 4-1. In boys soccer last night, it was Lewis Central 4-0 over Atlantic. AHSTW beating Clarinda Academy 10-0. Trainer beat Tri-Center 3-2. St. Albert over Thomas Jefferson 6-3. And Kemper Catholic a 1-0 winner over Creston in boys soccer play last night. In baseball, pinch hitter Dexter Fowler singled home the tie-breaking run with one out in the ninth inning. The St. Louis Cardinals rallied from a late four-run deficit for their fifth consecutive victory, beating the Miami Marlins 6-5 last night. The game was tied when Magnera Sierra reached on an infield single with one out in the ninth inning and continued on second on an errant throw to first by A.J. Ramos. Fowler held out of the starting lineup for the previous five games because of a sore shoulder, followed with a sharp single to right field, and the speedy Sierra slid home ahead of Giancarlo Stanton's throw. St. Louis overcame a 5-1 deficit with four runs against Kyle Barraclough in the eighth. Pinch hitter Matt Adams had an RBI single, and Jed Jerko's two-run single off Brad Ziegler tied the game. Trevor Rosenthal pitched around a leadoff walk in the eighth. Sang-Juan Oh pitched a perfect ninth to pick up his eighth save. In other National League action, it was the Mets over San Francisco 6-1. Colorado beat the Chicago Cubs 10-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. Cubs came back to win 8-1 in the nightcap. Dodgers beat Pittsburgh in 10 innings 4-3. In interleague play yesterday, it was Texas over San Diego 11-0. Seattle outscored Philadelphia 10-9. Baltimore beat Washington in 12 innings 5-4. Cincinnati over the New York Yankees 5-3. Milwaukee beat Boston 11-7. Houston over Atlanta 8-3. Detroit beat Arizona 7-3. Mike Moustakas homered in the 12th inning, and the Kansas City Royals came back from a four-run deficit to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 7-6 last night. Moustakas connected against Diego Moreno in the eighth, as the eighth Tampa Bay pitcher of the night tossed a 1-2 pitch with one out that Moustakas powered out of the ballpark. Moreno was promoted from AAA Durham before the game. Kansas City right-hander Jacob Junis, recalled from AAA Omaha, worked out of a two-on, one-out jam in the 11th inning. Kelvin Herrera got three outs for his fifth save. Salvador Perez had a two-run homer for the Royals as the All-Star catcher went 3-for-4 and walked a couple of times in that game. In other American League action, Cleveland beat Toronto 6-0, Minnesota over Chicago's White Sox 7-2, the Angels beat Oakland 7-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, Salt Lake over Omaha 9-1, Iowa beat Memphis 3-1. Well, the Missouri Valley Conference has invited Valparaiso to join the league, and they would replace Wichita State. The league Tuesday said that its nine members voted unanimously to extend an invitation to the Crusaders, who currently play in the Horizon League. That's be effective on July 1st. The Valley said it would have no further comment on the move pending the negotiation of terms. The Valley, once among the nation's top mid-major programs, has been stung in recent years by the loss of two top men's basketball programs. Creighton bolted for the Big East, and the Shockers, who've been upset about the NCAA tournament seeds of late, left for the American Athletic Conference earlier this year. Manny Suarez, who spent the last two seasons at Division II Adelphi University, will play his final season at Creighton as a graduate transfer. Creighton coach Greg McDermott said Tuesday night that Justin Patton's decision to declare for the NBA draft left the Blue Jays needing a big man. The 6'10" Suarez averaged 17 points and 9 rebounds last season at Adelphi in Garden City, New York. He shot 55% from the field and made 36 three-pointers. Suarez started his career at Fordham, appearing in 19 games as a redshirt freshman before transferring to Adelphi. Well, the San Antonio Spurs have grabbed a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Western Conference semifinals, but they finished Tuesday's game without another starter due to injury. Danny Green scored 7 of his 16 points in overtime to lead the Spurs past the Rockets 110-107. Green nailed a go-ahead three-pointer and converted a three-point play to make it 109-107 with 30 seconds left before hitting a free throw. The Spurs won it despite playing the extra period without Kawhi Leonard, who hurt his right ankle midway through the third quarter. Leonard played sparingly after the injury and sat out the entire overtime. He had 22 points and 15 rebounds before he left the game. Game 6 will be Thursday in Houston. The Ottawa Senators have advanced to the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 10 years. Craig Anderson made 14 of his 37 saves in the third period to help the Senators close out their second-round series in 6 games with a 4-2 win over the Rangers in New York. Mark Stone scored the game winner and had an assist for Ottawa, which hasn't advanced this far since losing the 2007 Stanley Cup Finals to Anaheim. Erik Karlsson also had a goal and an assist. Ottawa will take on either Washington or Pittsburgh in the conference finals. The Capitals host the Penguins in Game 7 of their series tonight. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs signed 6 free agents, including former Louisville wide receiver Jamari Staples, and they waived 7 other players Tuesday following their rookie minicamp last weekend. The Chiefs also signed former Indiana running back Devine Redding, Nebraska cornerback Stanley Jean-Baptiste, Marshall tight end Emmanuel Byrd, Utah State defensive lineman Ricky Alafuna, and Duke punter Will Monday. The biggest surprise among the cuts was running back Darren Reeves, who was impressive during training camp with Kansas City last fall. Also waived were running back Kelvin Taylor, fullback Will Rattell, defensive lineman Corey Johnson, tight end Wyatt Houston, wide receiver Anas Hasek, and cornerback Vernon Harris. The Chiefs will begin organized team activities on May 23rd. A linebacker in the NFL who starred at Rutgers University has been charged in connection with a shooting in New Jersey. A grand jury indicted Kasim Green for weapon possession Tuesday in a December shooting in Elizabeth, where Green is from. The Kansas City Chiefs released the linebacker Tuesday. Green signed with the team in January. His lawyer wasn't immediately available for comment. Also in football news, Peyton Manning will become the first Indianapolis Colts player to have his jersey retired during a 2-day celebration of his career this fall. The weekend begins with the unveiling of Manning's statue outside Lucas Oil Stadium on October 7th and concludes the following day when he's inducted into the team's Ring of Honor and becomes the 7th player in franchise history with a retired number. Manning spent his first 13 seasons in Indy, where he won 4 MVP awards and his first Super Bowl title. And Kentucky Derby winner Always Dreaming has made himself right at home at Baltimore's Pimlico Racecourse in stall number 40, which has sheltered many of the greatest champions in horse racing history. Always Dreaming arrived from Louisville following his impressive win at Churchill Downs. Assistant trainer Ginny DePasquale described the bay colt as very bright-eyed and very happy. The 1 3/16-mile Preakness will be run on May 20th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.